I'm Bob Walker. I'm a former member of Congress and now executive chairman of a public affairs company in Washington called Wexler Walker. Yeah, I believe that technology is driving change, which in many ways the world and governments are not prepared to cope with. In the time it takes the federal government to do one budget here in Washington, six generations of technology come and go. I believe that we are going to have to change a lot of what we do in terms of government practices and diplomacy in order to keep up with the speed of change in the world. Well, the more we can try to understand where the moderate elements in a lot of the countries that are under attack exist, and the more we can dialogue with those moderate elements, the more I think we have a chance of building a situation where the radicals can't gain as much control as they have thus far. The problem is, of course, that many of those radical elements literally reject modern technology and modern education and so on. I mean, modernity is
science, aesthetics.
Yeah, all of that is something that that they simply don't agree with. To some extent, just the nature of the rapidity of the change is what drives some of their anger at the present time, too. And the solution to that is to make certain that the opportunities for countries lie not with siding with the radicals, but siding with the technology that can produce all kinds of better things for the future, including new products. Well, I think that we see in Turkey that the promise of Ataturk in having a multicultural society and a Muslim-based society, but nevertheless one that recognized the strength of all cultures. You know, multicultural societies are strengthened by their diversity, and that is the role model for much of the problem that exists now in the Middle East.